Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today, I want to speak to you about something that weighs heavy on many hearts. The challenges, trials, and tribulations we face in our lives. It's easy to feel overwhelmed, lost, and even defeated when life throws its curveballs our way. But I'm here to remind you of something incredibly powerful. God's unwavering promise to handle our situations, no matter how dire they may seem. In times of trouble, it's natural to feel alone, to feel like the weight of the world rests solely on our shoulders. But the truth is, we are never alone. God is always by our side, ready to lift us up, to carry us through the storm, and to guide us to calmer waters. All we need to do is trust in Him, have faith that He will see us through. Now, I understand that trusting in something we cannot see or touch can be difficult. It requires a leap of faith, a surrendering of our own desires and fears to a higher power. But let me assure you, dear friends, that God's love for us is boundless, His wisdom infinite. He knows the struggles we face, and He is more than capable of handling them. Think back to the times in your life when you felt utterly lost, when the path ahead seemed shrouded in darkness. Did God not provide a guiding light, a beacon of hope to lead you forward? Did He not lend you strength when you felt weak? Comfort when you felt afraid? God's grace knows no bounds, and His ability to intervene in our lives is beyond measure. But trusting in God isn't just about handing over our problems and expecting Him to magically solve them. It's about surrendering our will to His, allowing His divine plan to unfold in our lives. It's about relinquishing control and embracing the peace that comes from knowing that we are in His hands. My friends, I urge you to release your burdens to God today. Whatever struggles you may be facing, whether it's financial hardship, relationship turmoil, health concerns, or any other challenge, know that God is with you. He's working behind the scenes, orchestrating events in ways we cannot comprehend. Trust in His timing. Trust in His wisdom. And trust that He will handle your situation with the utmost care. And as we place our trust in God, let us not forget to take action ourselves. Let us be proactive in seeking solutions to our problems, in reaching out for support when we need it, and in being a source of love and encouragement to those around us. God works through us. His instruments of change in this world, and by aligning our actions with his will, we can become agents of his divine grace. My friends, let us delve deeper into understanding how God handles our situations. It's essential to recognize that God's ways are often mysterious and beyond our comprehension. We may not always understand why certain things happen, or why certain prayers are seemingly left unanswered. However, we must trust that God sees the bigger picture, that he knows what is best for us, even when we cannot see it ourselves. So, in our own lives, God may allow us to face challenges and trials to strengthen our faith, to teach us important lessons, or to prepare us for greater blessings ahead. It's during these times of adversity that our faith is truly tested, but it's also when we have the opportunity to experience God's faithfulness in a profound way. Trusting God to handle our situations doesn't mean that life will always be easy or that we will be spared from pain and suffering. It means having the courage to surrender to God's will, even when it goes against our own desires. It means believing that God is working all things together for our good, but perhaps most importantly, trusting God means placing our hope not in our own strength or abilities, but in the unchanging character of God himself. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, faithful, loving, and just. And if he has promised to handle our situations, we can rest assured that he will do so in a way that brings glory to his name and ultimately works for our benefit. Beloved friends, let us further explore the practical implications of trusting God to handle our situations. While faith is indeed foundational, it must be accompanied by action. As James 2:26 tells us, faith without works is dead. In other words, our trust in God should manifest itself in tangible ways in our lives. One way we demonstrate our trust in God is through prayer. Prayer is our direct line of communication with him, a sacred space where we can pour out our hearts, express our concerns, and seek his guidance and intervention. When we face challenges, instead of relying solely on our own understanding or seeking worldly solutions, let us turn to God in prayer, acknowledging our dependence on him and inviting his wisdom and strength into our lives. Moreover, trusting God means surrendering our desires and plans to his will. It means being open to his leading, even when it diverges from our own agenda. This requires humility and a willingness to submit ourselves fully to God's authority. Trusting God also involves seeking his guidance through his word and through the counsel of wise and godly individuals. The Bible serves as our ultimate source of truth and wisdom, offering timeless principles to guide us in every aspect.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Aspect of life. When we face difficult decisions or uncertain circumstances, let us seek guidance from Scripture, allowing its truths to illuminate our path and inform our choices. Furthermore, trusting God requires patience and perseverance. God's timing is not always aligned with our own, and his ways are often different from what we expect. But as we wait on him, let us do so with hope and expectancy, knowing that he is working all things together for our good. Romans 8:28. In the words of Psalm 27:14, wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Finally, trusting God means actively living out our faith by loving and serving others. As followers of Christ, we are called to be his hands and feet in a broken and hurting world. Let us be quick to extend grace, compassion, and kindness to those in need, knowing that as we do so, we reflect the love of our Heavenly Father to a watching world. So, my friends, trusting God to handle our situations is not passive resignation, but active surrender. It is a daily choice to place our faith in His unfailing love and sovereign power, regardless of the circumstances we face. As we commit ourselves to trusting God wholeheartedly, may we experience the peace that surpasses all understanding and the joy that comes from knowing that we are held securely in His hands. Now, it's important to address the doubts and fears that may arise along the way. Despite our best efforts to maintain faith, there will be moments when we falter, when the challenges before us seem insurmountable, and when we question whether God is truly in control. During these times of doubt, it's essential to turn to God in honesty and transparency. He is not intimidated by our questions or shaken by our uncertainties. Instead, He invites us to bring our doubts before Him, knowing that in His presence, we will find comfort, clarity, and reassurance. Consider the example of the disciple Thomas, who famously doubted the resurrection of Jesus until he was able to see and touch the wounds of his risen Lord. Instead of rebuking Thomas for his lack of faith, Jesus lovingly addressed his doubts and provided the evidence he needed to believe. Similarly, when we wrestle with doubts about God's ability to handle our situations, let us bring them to Him in prayer, trusting that He will meet us where we are and strengthen our faith. Furthermore, let us surround ourselves with a community of believers who can support and encourage us in our faith journey. The Christian life was never meant to be lived in isolation. We are called to walk alongside one another, bearing each other's burdens and lifting each other up in times of need. When we share our struggles with trusted friends and mentors, we allow them to speak words of truth and hope into our lives, reminding us of God's faithfulness and provision. In addition, let us immerse ourselves in God's Word, allowing its truths to take root deep within our hearts and minds. The Bible is filled with stories of ordinary people who faced extraordinary challenges, yet remained steadfast in their faith in God. Their examples serve as a source of inspiration and encouragement for us today, reminding us that we serve a God who is faithful to His promises and mighty to save. Finally, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Hebrews 12:2. He endured the cross, despising its shame, for the joy set before Him. In times of uncertainty and doubt, let us look to Jesus as our ultimate example of unwavering trust in God's plan and provision. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and His promises never fail. My friends, let us also remember the power of gratitude. In the midst of trials and challenges, it can be easy to focus solely on what we lack or on the obstacles before us. However, cultivating a spirit of gratitude can shift our perspective and open our eyes to the countless blessings that surround us each day. Even in the darkest of times, there is always something to be thankful for. Whether it's the love of family and friends, the beauty of nature, or the simple joys of life, God's goodness abounds in every corner of our existence. As the Apostle Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. When we choose to express gratitude, we acknowledge God's provision and faithfulness in our lives. We recognize that every good gift comes from His hand, and that He is constantly working for our good, even when we cannot see it. Moreover, gratitude fosters a spirit of contentment and joy, allowing us to find peace and fulfillment regardless of our circumstances. Consider the example of the psalmist David, who, despite facing numerous trials and enemies, often expressed gratitude and praise to God in his psalms. In Psalm 103, David writes, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy." Even in the midst of adversity, David chose to focus on God's faithfulness and goodness, offering thanks for his countless blessings. Similarly, when we face challenges in our own lives, let us follow David's example by offering praise and thanksgiving to God. Let us take time each day to reflect on his goodness and faithfulness, making a conscious effort to count our blessings and express gratitude for the ways he has provided for us. In doing so, we will find our hearts lifted, our spirits refreshed, and our faith strengthened. Moreover, let us not only be grateful for the blessings we receive, but also for the opportunity to trust God in the midst of adversity, as James 1:2-4 reminds us. "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Even in the midst of trials, we can give thanks for the opportunity to grow in faith and character, knowing that God is using every circumstance for our ultimate good. As we come to the end of our time together, I want to encourage you to take the message of trusting God to handle your situations with you. Let it sink deep into your heart and guide you in the days ahead. Remember, no matter what challenges you may face, God is always with you, ready to provide comfort, strength, and guidance. If this message has touched your heart and you believe it can encourage others, I urge you to share it with your friends, family, and anyone else who may need to hear it. Together, we can spread hope and faith in God's unwavering love and provision to those around us. And if you haven't already, I invite you to subscribe to our channel to receive more uplifting messages, sermons, and content designed to inspire and strengthen your faith journey. By subscribing, you'll stay connected with our community and be notified whenever we release new content. Thank you for joining us today, and may you continue to trust in God's promises and experience His abundant blessings in your life. Until we meet again, may God's peace be with you always. Dear God, I come to you in prayer, seeking your guidance and help in handling my current situation. I trust in your wisdom and sovereignty, and I know that you are able to work all things together for good for those who love you and are called according to your purpose. Father, I pray for your healing power to flow through my life, whether my situation is physical, emotional, or spiritual. I ask that you would touch me with your healing hand. Grant me the strength and endurance to face whatever challenges may come my way, and help me to cling to your promises of hope and restoration. In addition, Lord, I lift up my financial situation to you. I ask for your provision and abundance to flow into my life, so that I may be able to meet my needs and bless others. Please grant me the wisdom and discernment to make good financial decisions, and help me to be a good steward of the resources you have given me. Father, I trust in your unfailing love and care for me. I know that you are with me always, and that I can rely on you for strength and guidance in every situation. Help me to keep my eyes fixed on you and to trust in your plans and purposes for my life. Thank you, God, for your grace, mercy, and faithfulness. I pray all of these things in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.